band a lot, and the White Stripes' Icky Thump off of the album of the same name released in 2007. All right, I'm here to play music. You're here to listen to music, so let's keep that going with some Peter, Bjorn, and John.
We'll be right back. no prisoners at all. He'll get there on his own. What gets him going off down that road is the thing he don't understand. The mystery's on. Maybe all he wants, maybe all he needs is to know that the sun don't set on the mystery zone. How can it feel so familiar when you've never been there? How can it seem so unreachable? You never tried to find, never tried to find the mystery. Do now, they took off for the mystery zone. And when you know love, when you find it for real, it contains the emotion sense of everyone ready. Your cover was blown, you weren't there, but you were. Ooh, in the mystery zone.
Times that we met, before we met, we'll go back.
This is the Monday Music Savage Show. I'm your host, Ryan D., and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you're enjoying the show. That was music right there from Silver Sun Pickups. That was their debut single off of their debut EP. Single's called Kissing Families. EP is called Pekel, and that came out in 2005. I wonder what happened to that band, Silver Sun Pickups. Ha. Granddaddy up ahead of that. Brand new music from Granddaddy. Going out to my brother Joel by request. Track called Evermore. It's a new single from the California band's upcoming album, Last Place. And that's out on March 3rd. And they are releasing that album on Danger Mouse's label, 30th Century Records. Spoon doing the Mystery Zone up ahead of that from Transference. Peter Bjorn and John kicking off that set with Breaking Point. That's the title track from the band's latest album, which came out in June of 2016. All right, let's get back into music. Hey, if you want to hear anything out there, if we're pals on the old Facebooks, you know I'm on the air. You can just leave me a request. Or on Twitter, you can follow me and send me requests at Ryan D. Rules. That's right. It says Ryan Drools if you say it fast, but it's Ryan D. Rules. That's how you can follow me. All right, so let's get back into the music. What am I playing now? So much to choose from, but I'm going to play this. Here's some Beck.
So nice. So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Invest.
WMFO. Music right there from Hot Chip, Over and Over, from the British band's second studio album in 2006's The Warning. Maggie Rogers up ahead of that. Great track from Maggie Rogers, her second single, which was released last year, called Dog Years. Hopefully we'll have a proper full-length album from her in 2017. She just kicked off her pretty much sold-out tour last week, and she's in the States for a little bit, then she's heading to Europe, and then she's back again. And like I said, on the strength of, and if you've listened to my shows, and I hope that you do, we're fans of Maggie Rogers over on Music Savage. I'm a big fan of hers, and she's going to be here at the Sinclair in Cambridge on April 10th, and that show is sold out. But like I say, if you want to see her, there's a will, there's a way. And I think you should. I think we're seeing somebody on the verge of stardom, and I think this tour is going to kick her into the stratosphere. Stereo Lab up ahead of that. Chemical Chords is title track from their 2008 album. Beck doing Wow, single released in the summer of 2016. We were promised a new Beck album, but that never materialized. So maybe soon. I don't know. Silver Sun Pickups up ahead of that. Kissing Families from their... No. I already talked about that. I kicked it off with Beck. You already know about Silver Sun Pickups. All right, my friends. I'm Ryan D. I'm doing a holiday version here on this wonderful, wonderfully sunny day out there. It's Martin Luther King Day. And I wanted to play some music for y'all, so I hope that you are enjoying it. Let's get back into it, shall we? I have something from... What do I have queued up now? I have so much to choose from. The studio is just cluttered with everything I want to play for you today. If you want to add to that, again, you can tweet me at Ryan D. Rules, or you can find me on Facebook at Ryan Doyon. I'm going to play for you some Soleil right now. This is off of her 2015 album called Ask the Deep. Enjoy.
Echo. Because of this silence. Echo. As far as you go, as long as you take me deeper. Thank you.
magic in your ears. Because what no one sees and no one hears is that you wake up all the creatures deep in me.
WMFO Medford, here in Boston, Freeform Radio of Tufts Campus. This is your Monday afternoon host, Ryan D, sitting in on this holiday, this Martin Luther King Day, playing some music for you. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm having a good time playing all this great music for you. Decided to go down a Reykjavik path. I kicked it off with Soleil, and I just said, you know what? I'm going to play Icelandic bands on that set, and that's exactly what I did. Fufanu right there. Great single called Bad Rockets that's coming off of their upcoming album titled Sports. It's out next month, and that was produced in Iceland by Nick Zinner, who is the guitarist for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Looking forward to that album. Mammoet up ahead of that, track called Bloodburst from the Reykjavik band's Rivers End EP, released in 2015. Bjork with Army of Me off of her Post album, and kicking off the Reykjavik set with Soleil, a track called Follow Me Down from the musician's 2015 release, Ask the Deep. All right, let's get back into the music with some We Were Promised Jetpacks.